Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April 3rd. In the year of our Lord, 2015, it's hour 2 of 2. Always the goal to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. The checks and balances put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution. We don't believe in revolution, but restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. We're in. You want to help us? LibertyRoundtable.com, our website, live and on-demand radio, free, unique columnist content available now, free as well. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to get involved in the solutions and donate and be part of the answer today. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic Friday. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Kurt's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
You're very welcome, sir. And we were talking about a lot of things last hour. We were talking about who needs Rosie O'Donnell and Monica Lewinsky's around, you know. We talked about the pizza delivery man kind of got the shaft. We talked about this man that returns a big old bag of money, says the Utah Highway Patrol. We talked about 34-plus kids and counting that were indeed vaccinated, spreading whooping cough everywhere in the state of Utah. We talked about IRS chief says to the GOP, you can't abolish us. What? What do you mean? Yeah, that's what they're claiming. Kurt, they say, why can't the GOP abolish the IRS now? Did they say?
Or just well, what he's, what his, yeah, that's part of it, but what his, Mr. John Koskinen's, contention is that is you've got to have somebody checking on it. Even if you do, what they call the flat tax, he says you got to have somebody looking at those now, little cards and Kurt, checking on people to see if they tell the truth.
Kurt, not if you move to the constitutional taxational realities of tariffs at the borders and then a state's pay by apportionment and you make a sales tax at the state level. I support a sales tax.
Yeah, it's a great plan. And, there are others that say, hey, a single transaction tax would replace all taxes. I'm talking about all property, every single tax. And, so there's much simpler ways to do this that don't require an IRS to look at your paperwork and check your receipts and make sure that, hey, you haven't been breaking the rules,
Now, currently, Kurt, Americans must work from January 1st to what?
Well, it's a great question, Sam. They say January 1st to, I think it's April, 24th. And what they're saying, this is just to pay their taxes. Now, the thing that they don't include
Let me stop you. Yeah, it's not just to pay taxes, Kurt. Isn't that only to pay income taxes?
Well, and that's the important point, at least in my opinion. What is the real cost of government? In the past, we'd talk about slavery, how evil that was on the people, and how basically they just didn't really have their freedom. And yet this CNN news piece that says that you got to work from January 1 through April 24th just to pay taxes, this according to the Tax Foundation, they say it's 114 days into the year. They call
it taxes
for freedom
income taxes, Kurt?
Well, they say it takes all federal, state, and local taxes and divides them by the nation's income. They say Americans will pay $3.28 trillion in federal taxes, $1.57 trillion in state and local taxes. Anyway, the bottom line is they say it's 114 days.
Well, here's the reason I'm struggling with this,
pay.
Kurt.
Yes.
That's not even quite a third of the days, or is it?
Well, the point, though, is...
Here's my point, though, Kurt.
As far
we pay
as
close
I know,
to 50 to 60% in all of our taxes. And so if we only
that's
work a third
correct.
Of the days to do that, how does that work? There's a third missing between the two realities, right?
Well, and I believe what they're talking about here, Sam, is, I mean, how many days do people really work? If you look at, you know, the what typical 4-day, maybe 5-day work week, and out of those days, you know, you're talking about 40 hours. I think these guys are talking about, you know, 114 straight days that you'd
see
be working.
They need to
I
do.
Don't know if it's 24/7.
No, what they need to do is they need to put a regular standard 8-hour work day. They need to apply it to 5 days a week like you would your job, and how much reality time into the year are you really spending? If you put contiguous days together like that or 24 hours a day like that, it gives people a false picture that they're not nearly paying as much as they are. My point is they're not paying a third of their money to government at all levels. They're paying closer to 50% to 2/3 of their money to government at all levels. And that's the only point I'm making.
Yeah, that's a great point. They say in this CNN news piece, this year Americans will work the longest to pay federal, state, and local individual income taxes. They say the payroll taxes will take 26 days to pay, followed by sales and excise taxes, 15 days. Corporate income taxes, 12 days, and property taxes, 11 days. The remaining 7 days are spent paying estate and inheritance taxes, custom duties, and other taxes. Now, the only thing I would, according to the Tax Foundation boys, the only thing that I would add here is, what about all the cost of compliance, Sam? You know, the paperwork.
You mean, hold on, you mean the fact that me and my wife had to spend hours to get our taxes done, and then even after that we had to hire an accountant to help us get it all filed and spend money on top of that? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I'm talking about that and this, that after all that, are you sure everything is...
Oh, heck no, I'm afraid the goons will come and bust down my door and haul me off and say I was under the penalty of perjury.
Well, and that is the reason, at least in my opinion, to work to change it so that, hey, even the IRS guys don't have to live under the income tax and the tax code. But, you know, Rand Paul says he's going
to
be...
The IRS guys, yeah. Kurt, and the other government guys don't have to live under it. They have outstanding balances. Nobody seems to care.
Oh, yeah, good point. Yeah. That's a good point. I guess I forgot about that right then. But what I'm saying, though, is that you'd hardly want to force this kind of system on, well, even on your enemies. You know,
who would hardly want to do that, Kurt? Good, honest, hard-working Americans who believe in liberty, I agree. But the tyrannical thugs at the top, they love it on both sides of the aisle, Kurt.
That's a great point, Sam. Doggone it. Sure wish it wasn't the case, huh?
I hear that. I couldn't agree with that more. And I agree with Kurt that it's the reason that we work on it, the reason that we spend so much airtime on it, because it's one of the, in my opinion, one of the most crippling regulatory realities that we face that's causing so much mischief in the economy and disaster and turmoil for American, the American people, and what puts the government in charge and the people afraid of the government, etc., is these Gestapo-type IRS chiefs that run around and go, hey, man, you can't even abolish us. I know you created us, but you have the authority to create us, but you don't have the authority to get rid of us. Well, I would challenge they don't even have the authority to create the IRS, much less, I mean, not to even discuss getting rid of it, Kurt. But the IRS is so bold to say, you created us, but you can't get rid of us now. You can't abolish us. What are you talking about? My response is, well, hey, I'll just defund you 100% then, and we'll talk about it, smart aleck. But that's a complete different discussion. Anyway, there you have it. Now, President Barack Hussein Obama flew into Utah last night, Kurt. Landed about 8:10 p.m. Had big old security detail, motorcade, and Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint leaders met with Barack Obama, as well as leaders of state and etc. The governor, Gary Herbert, was there. Looks like Orrin Hatch was there. Senator Mike Lee was there. The mayor of Salt Lake City and several other dignitaries, etc. were there. And it was the first time Barack's been to the state, Kurt, as president. But don't worry, he's just doing what other presidents have done before him, they claim. Do you have a thought on this, Kurt? What do you think? Think that spells for good?
Well, you know, I knew he was coming, and I, you know, I was working, trying to work my schedule around because, you know, to me, this is a very wonderful event. I mean, I'd just love to have been there, you know, to welcome our president to Utah, but you know, I just couldn't fit it into the schedule. I had to, have to work it around for another time, you know what I'm saying?
So what do you think about it, though, Kirk? The president meets with leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Well, what do I think about it? I mean, if you've got, at least in my opinion, when you've got a big shot coming to town, I don't care if it's Ronald Reagan or even Barack Obama, you make nice, you have some food or some friends or whatever, and you do your best to make it okay.
All right, details in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite news the networks refuse to use, our radio station. The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land. The Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour of Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you by the Power Hour. You heard me right. We're talking about promoting other hosts on Liberty Roundtable. The Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Joyce Riley does a great job. We're grateful for her broadcast. We're grateful for her life, for her dedication and her service to Liberty, for her friendship. And best of all, we want to point you to the Power Hour Mall. Thepowermall.com is where you go. Incredible prices on products and services. If you mention the Give Me Liberty Fund, you'll get a discount. And I'm telling you right now, we're grateful for the Power Hour and the Power Mall. Thepowermall.com, they've got incredible health foods, books, videos, and a whole lot more. Ask for Richard Mack's books and videos. Tell them thank you for supporting Liberty Roundtable. Do it for me, folks, will you? Just let Joyce know how much you appreciate her support of Liberty Roundtable and our support of the Power Hour. So there you have that. We also support Vincent Finelli, USA Prepares, and many other talk show hosts on Liberty News Radio. Well, anyway, so we're talking about this Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Mormon leaders received Barack Hussein Obama last night at 8:10 p.m. They only had a 20-minute interview or discussion, Kurt. And it turns out that there were four Mormon leaders present. You say, where do you get the information, Sam? I go to mormonnewsroom.org because that's where the church points people to get information on this stuff. And President Barack Obama meets with LDS leaders, President Henry Eyring, D. Todd Christofferson, President Dieter Uchtdorf, and Elder L. Tom Perry. They met at the Sheraton Hotel last night in Salt Lake City, Utah. Now, during the 20-minute visit, a number of topics were discussed, they say, including families, immigration, humanitarian aid, and religious freedom and non-discrimination. The church leaders expressed their appreciation to President Barack Hussein Obama for the example that he and his wife provide through their healthy marriage and family life. The president expressed appreciation for the church's leadership role with regards to resolving the issues of religious freedom and non-discrimination, as well as the church's worldwide humanitarian aid efforts. Church President Thomas S. Monson was not able to participate in the meeting. Church spokesman Eric Hawkins said, President Monson remembers fondly his trips to the White House to present President Barack Hussein Obama with his personal family history back in 2009. Anyway, it turns out that President Monson needed to preserve his strength because the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or the Mormons, have their huge conference. It's called a general conference, which means the whole worldwide church meets together in what's called the General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Anyway, the bottom line is there's walking and waiting and all kind of different things that Thomas S. Monson is just struggling with some health issues and not up to the task. In other words, it wasn't conducive to President Monson's participation, so he didn't meet with the president, but he does remember fondly going to the White House and doing so. So they're making it very clear that it's a health issue for Thomas S. Monson and not a snub to the president of the United States. And anyway, the point is, leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints met Barack Obama and spent some time with him. Kurt, what do you think of that?
Well, I guess I would just say it's nice of them to be congenial, around anyone who's coming to visit.
Yeah, would you want to shake Barack's hand and thank him for his leadership and healthy marriage, Kurt?
Well, I would say, hope you have a nice visit to Utah, something like that.
All right. Well.
I mean, you can be. It was interesting to me that out of our four Congress critters, both of our senators, by the way, met him there. Orrin Hatch and Mike Lee had a meeting in the area, so he was able to show up there. The four representatives, one of them showed up there. He's the one that Hill Air Force Base is in his district. The other three, they just had reasons they couldn't make it,
Well, when you think about it, though, you've got, the four church leaders that got 20 minutes. That's, 5 minutes apiece, or, they discussed several topics. It's only a couple of minutes a topic, Kurt. I'm not sure really how much can be discussed exactly in 20 minutes for multiple topics, really.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And I'm not downing anybody. I'm just saying it was more of a meet, greet, and retreat, handshake, and thank you for what you do. And by the way, maybe, thank you for working on this religious freedom stuff. And yeah, maybe this could be kind of a guideline for the nation. And we, we really need to dig down and cross the aisle on immigration and solve that, dude. And by the way, we love the Mormons' work on families and their humanitarian work. And I guess what I'm saying is I don't know how in the details you could get in that amount of time, really. But, hey, At least we talked about important issues, right?
I guess. Now, they did say that more than 50 people gathered, out to welcome Obama to Utah. Now, 51 is more than 50, I guess. And some of them, they say, were holding their cell phones in the air, and they were waving to Obama on his first visit to Utah as president. So, anyway, I just couldn't fit it into my schedule, so I missed it. But, yeah.
Well, Kurt, the other thing that I find interesting about this, and I know Mike Lee was gracious enough to meet with us when we went to Washington, D.C., and set up an appointment way in advance and worked on it for 3 months and, all that, okay? But it's fascinating to me that Barack gets an easier chance to meet with Senator Lee than some of his most conservative constituents within his, what do they call it, Kurt? What's that thing called when it's his, not his jurisdiction, but his state?
Constituency,
yeah, all right. Yeah. All I'm telling you is I'm one of his constituents. I'm the one that helped elect him or whatever you want to say, and I have a hard time meeting with good old Mike Lee. I mean, I can get it done on occasion, but it's really hard to do. Barack just got Mike to jump, buddy. So I think Barack's more favored than I, Kirk.
Well, the story, at least, about Mike Lee says, the KSLP says that he was in the area with another meeting, and for that reason was...
I understand. It just happened to work out so perfect, but for me, it never does. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. Well, you got to have the... it's a media event, and, these senators and representatives, they typically know that if they show up at media events, it gives them some coverage.
You got that fact right.
He owns kind of the media, makes the rules.
That's kind of the point I'm making, too, All right, a lot of people are saying there's a big conspiracy behind it, and Barack came to send a message to the Mormon church leaders right before their general conference. I don't know if that's true or not. There's nothing in the news article that would suggest that. And I would submit in a 20-minute meeting, it would be pretty hard to deliver too much of a message to all those leaders. So, there you have that. But it's good that Thomas S. Monson is going to preserve his energy for the conference, which means hopefully he'll speak. And, it's nice to hear from a prophet of God is all I can say on that matter. That's my personal opinion because I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But we will be reporting next week on the details of the General Conference, too. And we do that with all large religions or all religions that we can get intel or info on their dealings as well. So it's not just the Mormons. But the Mormons have a huge event this weekend celebrating Easter, the resurrection of the Savior Jesus Christ. Because members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are indeed Christian and do celebrate Easter, just so everybody knows. All right, without further ado, Kurt, they say a year after the firestorm, DHS, that's the Department of Homeland Security, wants access to license plate tracking systems, according to the Washington Post. I'll give you details in mere seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite radio station. Would also like to thank RepublicBroadcasting.org for carrying the broadcast, Liberty News Radio, and stations all up and down or across the country from sea to shining sea. Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen, back in a flash.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So a year after a firestorm, the Department of Homeland Security wants access to license plate tracking system. Now, I got this from the Washington Post, ladies and gentlemen. The Department of Homeland Security is seeking bids from companies who are able to provide law enforcement officials with access to a national license plate tracking system. They, a year ago, canceled a similar solicitation. They canceled it over privacy issues that time, but nowadays privacy is less important. The reversal comes after officials said they have determined that they can address concerns with the security. Don't worry about it. Advocates and lawmakers have been briefed and are okay. They say, hey, we got to really work on this without warrants. We got to have access to this system. We got to find people's whereabouts instantly. This is vital. In my humble opinion, ladies and gentlemen, this is disaster. Because let me ask you a question. If they don't need a warrant and they can use this, quote, national license plate tracking database system. See, I've heard people tell me, oh, don't worry, Sam, licensing of your car, getting a driver's license, those are all state issues, Sam. You think so, huh? Good luck with that plan, my friends. So there you have it, Kurt. What do you think? The DHS now pushing for access to the license plate tracking system. Now, let me explain this to you. They've already built the system, Kurt. They just want access to it. You got it? In your face, government, brother.
Well, there you go. You know, and one more thing we might say about the DHS, Department of Homeland Security. As far as I can tell, it's certainly not something we ever needed with the constitutional government that we should be having. And there's certainly plenty of Homeland Security when we, you know, follow the supreme law of the land.
I guess there's a new study. I mean, there's just study everywhere. But study projects. What is this, the average salary, Kurt? MLB salary?
Yeah, the Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball is what, yeah. MLB. And they, you know, this is the kind of news that what It's called the AP Loves to Report, because this is, kind of pablum news, like has very little importance to the world, but it's kind of Hollywood-esque. You know, the AP is reporting this, their study. They figured out that the average guy in Major League Baseball brings in, $4 million a year. It does show you kind of where we are with the bread and circuses, doesn't it,
Sam? Yeah, I hear that, but compared to the basketball players, they're not getting a penny here. They're suffering.
I don't know what their average salary is in the basketball, but
yeah, I don't know either.
I know Major League Baseball.
All right. Well, I know Laura Ingraham's in the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and she's coming to the table, in my opinion, kind of late. But you know, I guess she's basically saying, "Hey, we're going to start our own news site." So I don't know. What do you think she'll call it? The Ingraham News or? Laura, latest info. I don't know, but she's going to launch her new site, and this is not any surprise to me, but does show you that, she's realized that that's can be a source for revenue, right, Sam?
I assume it's all about money, but you think she'll have hard hitting news?
I think she's known for some pretty good hard-hitting stuff. I just don't know how much she'll do. I assume it'll be similar to like the Blaze, maybe the Drudge Report kind of stuff or whatever. But, it's not a surprise to me.
There you have it. I guess we'll just have to wait to see how hard-hitting her site is and how much we end up drawing upon it, huh? Do we have a domain for it, Kurt? Is she that serious?
You know, I don't really see one in the story. The political.com piece just says that sources with knowledge of her plan said that she's planning to launch a new conservative news and opinion website. They talk about the political reporter who resigned from the Daily Caller this week is going to serve as the site's editor, but they say that couldn't be immediately confirmed. Neither Ingraham or this guy Monroe could be reached for comment. Anyway, bottom line.
All right, they raised $223,000.
Well, you're talking about the 223K. Yeah, that was the pizzeria. It's another pizza story, but in this case, what you have is a pizza place that said, we don't really want to serve homosexuals. We don't want to serve the lesbians, gays, lesbians, and bisexual, transgender stuff. And in an act of love, the homosexual groups, one of them actually suggested that people go there and burn the place down. So the Christian pizzeria folks have decided they're afraid of opening up again. And so they've literally gone into hiding. The GoFundMe page has raised pretty close to $250,000 to support these folks, but pretty crazy stuff going on, Sam.
Well, what do you think, Kurt? Are you willing to serve the homosexuals at your business? So what if the homosexuals and gays and lesbians want to buy honey, Kurt? Are you ready to sell it to them?
Well, isn't this all about choice, Sam?
Of course,
Kurt. It seems interesting that they all want to talk about choice, when it comes to killing babies.
Got a bunch of pro-choice folks running around that don't want you to have a choice, Kurt. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah, they kind of forget their mantra, don't they? But at least in their defense, a few of them have come and said, hey, man, what those one kind of guys said about burning the pizzeria down or whatever was wrong, and we shouldn't be
doing that.
Amen,
I agree with that. That's belligerent, out of control, Kurt.
Yeah, so that was
And I kind of wonder if somebody ought to be arrested for making those kind of threats, though, Kurt.
by the way, an update on that. They've raised over $350,000 now for that.
So I got to say over $350,000?
Yeah, sorry. I just was checking the update. You know, there's folks that are serious about trying to help. And, you know, even, we got to say, a number of the folks that call themselves the LGBT crowd, the latest report from the Gateway Pundit said that they've raised over $500,000.
We got to go. Where are they raising this money, Kurt? On GoFundMe?
Yes.
Can you go to the page and see what it really is? I just don't like all these reports.
Yeah, it's GoFundMe.com, Memories Pizza. It's $531,170, and that's out of a $200,000 goal. That's 18,091 people did that in one day.
Well, and I, you know what, I'm glad to see it, Kurt. I don't know how much money these different people need for these situations, but I will say this. I would sure love to be able to raise some money for projects that we work on. You know, Help Sheriff Mac. That's the GoFundMe.com/HelpSheriffMac campaign. They got $38,000, but look, he needs $100,000, Kurt. We could do it in a few hours. The GoFundMe.com/HealthcareSummit. I think everybody in America should be interested in, but I can't really raise any donations for that either. So it's kind of a discouraging thing, but I commend them, and I'm glad. But here's the deal. Would you sell your honey to gay and lesbians, Kurt? You cool with that?
You know, I guess I would come down in the whole deal of kind of like Rod Paul when the prostitutes, they said, had supported him and sent in money to support the cause of freedom and liberty. I would say, hey, you know, I'd welcome it. You know, I would hope that maybe a little raw honey in their life would maybe make their lives a little sweeter, and who knows, they might even improve things.
So you're saying, yes, you would sell to them?
Yeah, and, all right. You know, at least in my case, I don't see any real reason not to. And yet, I think that some of these people want special things, like if they want me to prepare something that says, hey, I'm pro-homosexual stuff with my honey, you know, I'm just not going to be doing that, you know.
All right, so you'll treat them decently, but what you won't do is afford them special privilege. And I feel the same way as you, Kurt. Number one, I do believe people should have a choice. And if somebody does not want to serve them, I don't think they should be forced to. I think it's kind of wrong not to serve them, but I think people should have their agency, their choice. However, I personally am willing to sell them my goods and services, and hopefully I can be an influence for the causes that I believe in, and I can be kind as a Christian to everyone.
If you want to experience the great outdoors in comfort and style, then you need products from Teton Sports. For any of your camping, hiking, or outdoor needs, Teton Sports has top-of-the-line products for any adventure. Our sturdy and lightweight Wilderness 55 backpack has a built-in rain fly and plenty of compartments and pockets, perfect for hiking the mountains or a weekend camping trip. And our zero-degree sleeping bag features Superloft Elite 4-channel hollow fiber insulation for warmth, as well as right and left side zippers to let you zip two Teton bags together. With an adjustable mummy hood and interior storage pockets, our sleeping bags are the best on the market. Teton Sports is all you need for any outdoor adventure. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman Warehouse, or Wholesale Sports. And next time you're preparing for an adventure, think of Teton Sports.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength, in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we got to cook, man. I got a bunch of stories to finish before the end of the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, hang tight for the ride. GimmeLibertyFun.com, a win-win-win situation for Patriots. That's GimmeLibertyFun.com. And if you go to Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com, tell her Sam and Kurt sent you and ask for a Give Me Liberty Fund discount if you're a member of the Give Me Liberty Fund. Iran, or Iran, will never be permitted to develop a nuclear weapon, Barack Hussein Obama said after they made a deal, Kurt. They're going to lift sanctions. They're going to let them have nuclear capabilities to go ahead and produce peaceful energy. But they're going to make sure they don't get a weapon there, buddy. What do you think of that? I think what we're doing is creating a hornet's nest of trouble. And I'm telling you right now, it won't be long until they will have one if they don't already have one. And who gives us the right to force them to not have one, Kurt? Got a very strange brew going on here, huh?
Well, that's exactly correct. And you've got countries that do, you know, it's certainly whether it's America, Israel, Russia, you know, I mean, and yet certainly it's tough to tell somebody else they can't when you've got those things yourself.
Well, and you've let other countries have them as well.
Yep, yep, good point.
So, you know, it gets very sticky fast, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Barack Hussein Obama.
Are they a sovereign country or not, you know?
Well, wise question. I concur. That is the ultimate question, isn't it? All right. Obama, I guess, is in Utah. He's going to be at what? Hill Air Force Base, Kurt?
Yeah, and he's going to be talking about his solar deal now.
What's HAFB?
You know, he doesn't want to bring up Hill Air Force Base, stands for HAFB. Hill Air Force Base. It's a military installation we have here in Utah. He wants to, kind of get on the whole bandwagon of the, you know, solar power thing and everything like that. You know, we're certainly not against that, but the problem is government shouldn't be, it shouldn't be in the way of private sector energy or whatever else.
As scientific experts make solar power cheap enough for the average American to implement by themselves, Kurt, I support it.
Yeah, and the free market will do some amazing stuff, but he wants to do an initiative that would train 75,000 people to enter the solar workforce by 2020. I don't know, that hindsight is a little better than 2020, but anyway, some of whom would be veterans, they say, the Department of Energy and the Defense Department going to team up to launch solar-ready vets. Yeah, now that's got to be good. I wonder if they're like veterans with little solar panels on them. I don't know, you know, but anyway, that's
well, speaking of little strange things on initiative. People, if you go to this next event, Kurt, you're going to have to go in the buff, brother.
Oh, man.
It's just weird news everywhere, buddy.
You know, they've got, I guess somewhere in Australia, they've got some really interesting art. And to see it, you go in a group of 50 and, you've got to go in the buff. It's an American artist, James Terrell, and he suggested closed free tours. They say they attend after-hours tour These are naked art lovers, and they attend an after-hours tour of Australia's National Gallery. So I don't know, you know, maybe just no GoFundMe page connected with this as far as I can see, Sam. But anyway, crazy stuff, huh?
I'm not sure how to respond to that, except I would say this. Number one, I don't plan on going. You see, they say naked groups of 50 are guided through the exhibition. I just got to stop this discussion. I'm just telling you.
The phrase exhibition seems, I don't know, maybe apropos, not appropriate. Here,
not appropriate. You know? I don't know. It's kind of both, huh? I keep getting an email, too, from this lady that believes in traveling in the nude. And that clothes are optional and stuff like that. And she wants to promote this agenda. And I don't even know how to have a discussion about this with people. Why would you want to run around without any clothes on, Kurt? I don't understand how it would be comfortable. To me, it would be cold or hot. To me, you might get sunburns on the wrong places. To me, it's embarrassing.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't even understand this discussion, right?
Yeah, it's... You know,
whacked
just
out.
Want to, much ado about nothing, in my opinion, that shouldn't even
be existing.
Well, there
you go. All right. And by the way, as opposed to clothed art lovers, right, Kurt? Just saying.
That's right. I'm one of those clothed art lovers.
There you go. IMF. What's that, the International Monetary Fund in the news, Kurt?
Yes. The IMF... Well, let's see. I'm trying to find that one, but anyway.
The International Monetary Fund backs China's plan to annihilate the dollar, Kurt.
Well, and all you have here is you have a whole bunch of different central banks in the countries with bogus currency that all want to be, you know, king of the hill. So,
my central
maybe
bank's
if they all fight
yours.
It out. Maybe if they all fight it out, we'll end up with honest money. I don't know. You think?
I don't know. All I can tell you is the International Monetary Fund, I thought we were the kind of the key funders and creators of that dude. And so now we're going to fund it, although they've sided with China to replace the dollar. You know, it's kind of a strange stuff going on. But again, more of that nuclear financial option stuff going off, Kurt, as far as I can tell. All right, I don't know how to respond to this, but I warned of this back in the day, Kurt. You remember when the Boy Scouts created their big compromise? And they said, look, we're fine with gay children in Boy Scouts, but we're not fine with gay leaders. And I said that's a slippery slope that'll eventually open the door to trouble. Well, now the other shoe has dropped, Kurt. Headline. New York Boy Scouts hire gay Eagle Scout leader despite national policy. So what do you think?
Well, it's as you said, you know, it's basically a slippery slope. You know, you've got to have courage, not compromise, and decisions do determine destiny. And
et cetera.
So that's
so what happened is now they basically hired this adult leader in defiance, Kurt, of the national policy in an effort to take head on the policy and challenge it. That's the goal. So the question is, will this leader get shut down and kicked out? Will the New York chapters, if you will, be kicked out? Will they fire or let go this adult gay leader? Or will they just simply say, well, you know. All I'm telling you, I don't know what the outcome will be, but the challenge is on. And if good people do nothing, evil prevails is what I would say, Kurt. And, you know, there you have it. No matter what you think, it's a tough road to hoe for sure. We've got moral dilemmas in America, ladies and gentlemen, everywhere. And it's sad to me that, quote, sexual rights and, quote, religious rights are at odds. Aren't rights granted all by God? Is there such thing as a homosexual right or a gay right?
Great point.
How about a religious right, Kurt?
Yep, rights come from God.
Okay, so I think God provided for people to be able to worship how, where, or what they may. But I don't think that the two rights are, quote, at odds. I think actually we have a right to the beliefs of our own heart. That doesn't necessarily mean we have the right to force others to carry out our will, Kurt, or to do our bidding is another way to say it. Anyway, very strange stuff in the news, Kurt. Any final wrap-up piece?
You know, I don't know what else to say. I do want to make
sure
that folks
know. I'll finish on this topic
real
quick, Kurt, then.
All right.
There's what's called the economic, or the economics and nostalgia of what are called dead malls. The whole story basically talks about how malls have failed. And when you go to the mall, they're basically empty, and they're expensive to run. And a lot of people like malls, kind of like old, you know, 50s diners or something. But other than that, you know, and so it's a big old economic discussion about the troubles malls are in. Anyway, I'll break down the details another broadcast, but I wanted to kind of mention that because that, in light of them telling you that there's new jobs out, that the economy's just booming, and then we see headlines like that, Kurt. So there you have it. All right, you want to finish up?
Yeah, we just, of course, want to gratefully thank our supporters, those who, you know, toss in a buck or two, maybe even contribute to the Give Me Liberty Fund, you know, support our advertisers. I mean, all those folks make this possible. We appreciate it. We know that, hey, you've got lots of options, a lot of choices, and thank you for being alongside. You know, we couldn't be more grateful.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to mention, too, that I really would like people to help me with this healthcare summit campaign, Kurt. I have my own personal views on healthcare, what should and should not be the case, but so do many others. And this is a very emotional issue for folks. It's a big battle. Help me out. GiveMeLibertyFund.com/healthcare summit. Are you willing to have all issues to the table? Do you care about healthcare? GoFundMe.com/healthcare summit. Please support the effort. Let me know what you think. We're looking for speakers now. We're looking for finances now. If we can do it, we'll do it. If nobody cares, I guess we won't raise the money. We won't do it. Time will tell. Do you care about your healthcare? GoFundMe.com/healthcare summit. All right, for Sam and Kurt, that's a wrap. Have a delightful weekend. You might go to LDS.org and check out their general conference. There's a lot of testifying of Christ there, ladies and gentlemen, for you to enjoy. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. The question left is, are you going to help? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.